At the Cattle Industry Conference, I'm visiting with the new National Beef Ambassadors, and I'm going to first of all let each of them introduce themselves, and I'll start here with Kelly.
Well, good morning. My name is Kelly Fulkerson, and I am from the Great Lakes State of Michigan, but I am currently attending South Dakota State University.
Okay, and next?
I'm Jessica Sweet, and I'm from California. I'm currently attending Modesto Junior College.
All right.
I'm Kristen Stuft. I'm from Penn State, and I'm a junior majoring in animal sciences.
Howdy, my name is Austin Joyce, and I'm a freshman ag business major from Pearland, Texas, and currently attending Texas A&M University.
Well, congratulations to you all for being selected for this. I guess the first question I'm going to throw out and let whoever wants to answer do so, or you all can for that matter, is what is it that kind of drew you to this idea of becoming an ambassador for the beef industry? And whoever would like to start.
Well, the main reason why I ran and got on the team and was inspired to run to become a National Beef Ambassador is I grew up raising Hereford cattle in Pennsylvania and a rural area. And even the kids in the school that I went to in the rural area, you know, they still weren't completely sure about where their food and fiber came from. So if rural kids can't even, you know, completely grasp that concept, how are we supposed to expect, you know, inner city kids and people that are even more farther removed from the farm? So that's...
In contrast to Kristen, I did not grow up in agriculture. I got involved in freshman year through FFA, so I kind of grew up in a suburban area. And so I definitely got to see firsthand that people didn't understand agriculture or where their food came from. So I felt that as an up-and-coming producer, that it was my job, you know, to educate the public because I had to become educated too as a freshman. I didn't really know much about the beef industry, so I wanted to share some of my knowledge that I'd gained, and I felt the best way to do that was through the National Beef Ambassador Program.
Great, I'm glad to hear that. How about you all? Just go ahead and we'll let everybody answer this question.
The reason that I really ran for the National Beef Ambassador Contest is because I have a true passion for this industry, and it's actually kind of unique because Michigan doesn't have a Cattle Women's Association, and that's typically who a National Beef Ambassador program is set through. So I actually just got in contact with the American National Cattlewomen and asked what I had to do to really be part of this. I had a couple friends that had run through the program in other states and really talked highly of it, and it was just something that I set my mind to, that I had a passion for this industry and I wanted to advocate, and I really jumped on board.
I grew up in the Bay Area, so it's heavily populated, and most people aren't involved in agriculture. So I grew up on the edge of the Bay Area on a small cattle ranch, and it's been in my family for more than 150 years. So I knew that to keep the cattle ranch around and keep my family business around, that I needed to be able to advocate for this business or the industry.
That makes perfect sense, and I think those are all great stories. Well, as you now are here at the convention, first of all, just what are your impressions of the convention where we've got all these cattlemen and women, the professionals?
This convention is truly inspiring to be here. It really just sets my passion for this industry on fire, and it really just helps me see how many people are really out there that are advocating for the beef industry and want to make sure that people are knowing our stories. So it's just awesome to have this opportunity to be here in Denver and be able to, you know, be amongst the farmers and ranchers that are across America, but really be able to share their stories and share my stories so that when we go back out to the American consumer that we can really get the beef story out there.
And it's all work here, too. No fun, right? No play. You haven't had any time for that.
I'd have to disagree. We definitely have a great time. Last night we had the opportunity to go to Invesco Field, and I think it was really a great social time to meet different people from different parts of the country, different parts of the industry. So I think, you know, there's a great contrast of a lot of work being done definitely to further the industry, but yet at the same time, there's time for networking and meeting other people from around the country.
Well, as you look ahead here this year, tell us what you've got planned, what you are going to be doing. Anybody want to jump in?
Well, we have a lot of, most of the events that are left are kind of in the Northeast, which is where I'm from, so I'm pretty excited that I don't have to travel too far, but we're headed to the Boston Marathon, I believe is our next venture, and then after that on our schedule is a New York State Fair. We were also at the Pennsylvania Farm Show. We were at a training in Wooster, Ohio with the Certified Angus Beef people also, so...
And also, we're open to any new ideas, so if people are doing things within the industry that they need help with, that is a great opportunity, you know, contact the American National Cattle Women's Association and just be able to really say, hey, we need some National Beef Ambassadors here to help us. So any new opportunities or if anyone needs any help, please contact us.
Now, I'm going to have to bring up before we're done here that we have the Beef Ambassadors blog, and I will be setting up all of your user accounts so you can log in, but I see you've already started. Tell us what you look to do as you go through the year on the blog. I mean, what are the kinds of things you want to be able to share?
I'm looking really forward to talking to people who aren't producers. I want to get to the consumers and talk about their issues and explain to them why beef is such a good product and such a good industry to be involved in. So I'm looking forward to talking to consumers instead of producers.
I'm really looking forward to talking to those people across the globe. I mean, we can only travel so many places, you know, we only have so much time to get our message out there. But with our blog, we can reach so many more people and, you know, really get that story out to everyone that beef is really safe, wholesome, and nutritious for everyone.
So besides the blog, are you all personally involved in other social media? And if you are, whether that's Facebook, Twitter, it's YouTube, whatever, do you see that as something you can also use personally to advocate with?
We actually have both a Facebook and Twitter account, and I believe there's over 500 million people on Facebook now, so that's a great way to network. All of us have personal Facebook accounts, as well as we have a National Beef Ambassador account with Facebook. So anytime you have any questions or just want to stop by and say hello, definitely open to that on our National Beef Ambassador page. And we also put a lot of information about what we're doing or current beef topics or facts are also located on our Facebook and Twitter.
We all also have our own Twitter accounts, so if you go onto the National Beef Ambassador Twitter account, you can connect to us. But for me personally, I really am getting into the Twitter social media, so it's Kelly Ag Girl, and you can follow me. I try to stay up with things, and I mean, just follow us on our Facebook page and our blogs and Twitter. We are always trying to come up with the new and cutting information. So
wonderful. Well, thank you very much. That's our new National Beef Ambassador team speaking with me here at the Cattle Industry Convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.